ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Capital of Bhishmak, King Bhishmak. Because it's very eager to hear, and Sukadeva Goswami also very eager to speak. I don't know whether you are eager to hear or not. Yes or no?
Yes!
It makes a difference when you are hungry. Sri Shuka Uvacha. When we are Nityam Bhagavata Seva, we kind of recite one verse and we spend 1 hour or so. Here we have 1.5 chapter to go through. Then you get the one katha. So we'll be running, rushing, touching, going, smelling, moving on. Be with us. I mean, I'm looking at you all the time.
Devotees coming from Dwarka to Kundinpur
talking about Krishna in Pandipur. And they would hear, see, Rukmini, have first-hand experience of her dealings and activities. Before they would return to Dwarka and then no radio stations or anything. This was a means of communication. Say, is that Muni coming? Is this Muni coming? That Rishi coming? Going? One person going from place to place. So, Graha Agatai mentioned, Graha Agatai, those who would come to her Griha, that is a palace, not a small house, not ordinary home, but the palace of her father, they would come. And by hearing those pastimes, qualities, activities of the Lord, Mene Satrasham Patim, if I ever have husband, that's him. I will have Krishna as my husband. See, I've been up for mine just by hearing about Krishna. Tam buddhi lakshanam audarya rupashila gunashmayam krishnasya sadrasim bhāryam samugurum mano dade. Now we do not take note of this as subtle deeds of revelation. Even before the Brahmin had not gone to Dwarka, please come and kidnap me. That's not when Krishna decided to marry her or kidnap her or thought of her. He had been also thinking of Rukmini, Satrashim Bharyam. But Rukmini says, Satrashim Pati, a Pati like Krishna, I will have a husband like Krishna. And Krishna also, Dwarkadish also has made up his mind. Sadrashim Bharyam, a wife like Rukmini. So he also had been hearing about Rukmini in Dwarka. Tam buddhi. Very intelligent lady. Oh, very intelligent. Daughter of King Bhishma. Audharya. Very charitable. Rupa Shila Gunashrayam. Her rupa, her beauty, her character, her qualities. Krishna had been hearing in Dwarka and he had made up his mind. Bandhunam Ichanam Datam Krishnaya Bhavanim Tripa. So this was a desire of Rukmini to marry Krishna. Everyone was ready. Bandhunam Ichanam Datam Krishnaya Bhaginim. His four brothers were ready. Four brothers were ready to marry Rukmini to Sri Krishna. But except one, Krishna bin Rukmi, the envious. Rukmi was envious of Krishna. He thought, Chaityam Amanyata. Oh, that king of Chedi, Dhamma Ghosh, his son Shishupal would be the appropriate husband for my sister. What a choice. Vaidarbhi Durmana Prasham. So, he's the eldest of the five sons, he's adamant and what not. Knowing that the proposal of her brother, she was greatly distressed, thinking, vichintya aptam vijam. She was thinking, what could be done? What could I do? Oh, how could I have Krishna as my husband? How could I avoid this proposal? So as she was thinking, she thought of one person. Oh, that Brahmin, I will send him. Vijam kasvit Krishna iprahino drutam. And immediately he dispatched one Brahmin, he described him up the very reliable Brahmin. And reliable Brahmin said, Dvarakam sasamabhitya pratihari praveshitaha. And quickly, not described how he managed to go to Dwarka, but quite quickly he has gone from Kundipur to Dwarka. He's now in Dwarka, Apashyat, and he's seen in front of him, he has kind of also entered the palace of Dwarkadish. And that Dwarkadish is described Adhyam Purusham Asinam. That Adi Purush, Adhyam Purusham Asinam. That Adi Purush Sri Krishna seated Kanchana Asane. He's sitting on the asana, which is made up of gold. Kanchana Asane. Now as Brahman saw Krishna seated on the throne, Krishna also saw the Brahman. Drishtva Brahmanya Devas Samavadrisha Nityasana. Seeing the Brahman at his door, delighted as he was, Dwarkadishi got up from his asana, Nija Asana. He went forward, received Brahman, and bringing him back to his asana, made him sit on his own Kanchana Asane. And Lord personally, he worshipped Upaveshyarya. And demigods worship him, Sri Krishna, in the same manner, same fashion, with the same devotion, using the same articles, similar articles. Lord Krishna worshiped their Brahmin. Tam bhukta mantam Vishrantam Upagamya Satam Gati. After feeding him, after he has some rest, Palinami Nushan. Lord, the massaging feet of that Brahmin, gently massaging, is coming. He has come a long way, all the way from Kundipur, traveling. And he begins talking with the Brahman. Vijasreshtha, you're best of the Brahmanas. And well, if you be a businessman, you ask, oh, how is your business? Meeting a Brahman. So how are the studies of the Shastras? Patana Pakanam Athiana Dhyavanam. It's not here, but six different activities the Brahman is engaged in. How are they? All the activities are going on, your brahminical activities. Santushtamanaha, are satisfied in the mind? Like that many Maharis are there. And in the country where you are residing, in that kingdom, are all the citizens happy? Kashyidva kushanam brahman rajato yashtami praja. And Lord Krishna says, in the kingdom, sukham vasati praja, the citizens are happy residing. Alyamanama, and they are well protected. Oh, that king and that kingdom is very dear to me. Sabe priyaha. Are all the citizens in America happy?
No.
Are they all well protected? If yes, then Lord is very pleased with Mr. Bush. Yes. Otherwise, Bush out. So Lord Krishna is concerned and pleased. How about the citizens? How is the king ruling? Do? Is it indirectly wanting to know? Well, you must have some purpose. You have come all the way. And if it is not, well, too confidential, then you may like to share that with me. Amen. So like this, as Lord Krishna inquires from the moment. Tasmai sarvam avarnaya. Then Brahman again describing the purpose, the circumstances that they are including. And the fact is not he who described everything, it is all there in the letter that he had been carrying with him. And he opens the letter. It was sealed. It was opened only in the presence of Sri Krishna. It was meant for him, not in the middle that he opened. Someone like me would do that. But he was mentioned confidential. So he, only in the presence of the Lord, he opened it. And he began to read that letter. Letter that was written by, the handwritten letter. Rukmini personally wrote that letter and signed. Not typed. Handwritten letter, but more personal. For the Sukhdeva Goswami was deciding this, as he decided like this, the audience would immediately understand. He would just go on. No translation, no purport, no whatever. They would grasp it. Meaningless. He says, Shrutva Guna Bhuvana Sundara. Oh Lord, you are Bhuvana Sundara. Sundar, you are so beautiful. Bhuvana Sundar, this Bhuvan, the Bhuvan. There's no one as beautiful as you are. Shrutvata, I have been hearing from so many sources. And all that I have heard, Karna Vimalai. Talks have entered Karna Vivarehi. I'm not telling the whole, but it has reached my heart. Harato Angatapam. As a result, I'm cool headed. Angatapam, the fever has gone down. Tavakathamitam taptajivanam. Gopis all say, our life is taptajivanam, on fire. Samsara dhavanadalina loka dhanaya karunya khana khanatvam taptasya kalyana gunana vasya mande guru. For our life, Jivan, which is tapta, is on fire. Only reason it is tapakata amritam. Your katha is only remedy to extinguish the fire of our life in our lives. The remedy is Radha is Vrindavan, that Radha's glory in Dwarka is Rukmini. She expands, she is Rukmini, is also other queens, and further expansions of Radharani is a major policy. Your form, Rupam Drasham. The perfection of the eyesight is to see you. Otherwise, what good are the eyes? Oh Lord, make me blind. Oh Lord, make me blind. It's better to be blind than seeing the sin of this world, sinful seeds. Oh Lord, better make me blind. Rupam Drasham, perfection of thy sight is to see you. Tvariya Chitta Vishati, and now my mind has entering you. As I'm hearing, my mind is entering you. Adevame Vishakumana Saradya Mansaha. mind enter the lotus feet, my mind swan, my mind enter the lotus like feet. Chittam patrapamme. And shamelessly I am trying to avoid this. You're a young man, I haven't seen you. I come from a very cultured background. But my mind, I can't keep my mind away from you. Just enters your lotus feet, enters your life. And form. Kadvamukunda mahati kulashila rupa vidya mayoga vinadhava abhiratva kulyam. Hello, my dear Lord, your character, your form, your age, your wealth, no one could, it is matchless. It cannot be compared with anyone else. Only with yourself. There's only one like you. With the best character, best quality, best form, best highest wealth. And I am Dida Vati Ugulavati. And that's in many a general sense. So, by knowing you, could there be any young woman, Kanya Kale, of a manageable age? She is also coming from a Kulavati, cultured family. How could she not select you, Narasimha? You are a lion amongst the men. You are Narasimha. Manohiramam. Taking pleasure to the mind. So don't blame me if I'm making this. I'm not saying so. Krishna can read in between the lines. Tantre. Therefore, Bhavan Kaluru. I have chosen you, Vrata. I have taken vow, Pati Vrata. Ram had his vow. Ek Pati Vrata. He had taken vow. Ek Pati, one wife. The wife takes breath also. Wife's breath vow is this particular, is my husband for this life. So, Rukmini says, I have already chosen you, Vrataha Pati. So, please accept me. And next, your Mahavidapadam Padimarajatu. Make sure I'm not touched by that jackal Shishupal. Ambujaksha. Ambuja, oh Lord. Your eyes are Ambuja. Blooming lotus like eyes you have. Oh. He says, well, I have been performing different pious activities, undergoing austerities with Prabhuru. I have worshipped, served Brahmanas and spiritual masters. I have done all this. Aradhito yadi gada braja. So if I am qualified, if you are satisfied with all that I have done, all these performances, religious performances, Etya, please come by coming Parikramhato me. Please accept me. Dhamma Bhosa Sundarayo Annehe. And make sure the Sishupal and others are kept away from me. Sobhavini. Urgency has to be there. And this is very urgent. Urgency has to be this. So urgency is, you know, it just, my marriage is about to take place, it's just a matter of a day or two. So you like to rush. Vidarbhan guptaha samentya prithana padiri padida. Highly come to Vidarbha. Come by yourself to Vidarbha, that is the capital of Central India. And Dhinamantya, crush this Shishupal Prasayyamam Rakrasena Vidhina Udbhava. Forcibly take me away from here. Will you marry me? Well, you may be wondering, okay, you may go, I can certainly take care of those demoniac persons, Shishupal, Jarasan. But what if you are going to be in the palace? To take you away, I will enter the palace. Then what if some of your family members try to stop me? I can't harm them. She's thinking, you may be thinking like this, so I have. Well, here is an idea. Prabhupada is a kiya. This Rukmini has an idea. She's going to take Krishna. Very, very smart. Very smart lady. Not from this world. She's not a living entity. Krishna doesn't marry someone from Los Angeles. Or someone from Maharashtra. Eternally together. For sake of pastimes, they appear in two different places and try to come together again. So those circumstances which are here and here. So she said, no, there is no difficulty with that. Asti Mahati Kula Devi Yatram Yasha. In our family there is a tradition. Before the bride, before the married bride goes to Kula Devi, our family goddess, Girija, we go worship. So I'll be out, already out, and that's the time you have to come. I'll not be indoors, in their chambers. I'll be open. No one is going to stop you there. No family members, certainly not there. Yashyam vipankaja rajaha snapanam mahanto vatmanchanti kumapatir. And again, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. He had a seat. He is thinking of the lotus feet and we are glorifying lotus feet. You know, with the dust of your lotus feet, the Mahan Mama, the dead souls. They take the dust of your lotus feet on their head. And who does so? Even Umapati, Shivji does. Shivji takes dust of your feet on his head. Just to become free from ignorance, destroy ignorance, they do this, take dust of your lotus feet. Yadi Ambulakshana Lavaya Bhagavat Bhavat Prasadam. So I am begging for those lotus feet, but this is not going to be possible. Bhavat Prasadam. Well, I will give up my life. I will fast. I will undergo austerities and end my life. And I will be born again. Again, aspiring to achieve the lotus feet. If I am qualified in next life, fine. Otherwise, I am ready for the third life and the fourth one. And Shatajatmabhisya. Let there be hundreds of lifetimes. I am not in hurry. If I have to wait for 100 lifetimes, well, Nathasthi Manaparaha Asishyavapadaratam. You embrace me, you crush me under your feet, well, you are the boss. You call the shots. So living up to, finally living up to Sri Krishna to make her take the decision. Ramana Vacha. And he read this letter. Ramana, he was reading this letter of Prabhupada in his time. And now he says, Guya Sandesha. Yes, this is very confidential. This message is very, very confidential. Vibrasya kartam yachatra priyata tadanantaram. So now, you think, my dear Lord, you think more, and you priyata, you take action. Tadanantaram, but there's no time. Something has to be decided very quickly. Shishuko Vajra Vaidaryam Chatasam Desham Sisham Vayadunandana. You understand that? How can this human understand? Vaidaryam Chatasam Desham Sisham Vayadunandana. Yadunandana. He's coming to Yadu dynasty, son of that dynasty. Dishyambha, as he heard Sandesham, the message of Vaidarbhi. Another name of Rukmini is Vaidarbhi, born in Vidarbha. So he is known as Vaidarbhi. So that Vaidarbhi's message, as he heard, immediately, Prakraya Panina Pani, he grabbed the hand of the Brahmin. Okay, we are together here. And in total agreement, Prahasan, the smile on the face of the Lord, Abravi, and this is what he has to say. Krishna Gwarkadish had to say this, Sri Bhagavan Vaha Tatha Aham Dachitto Nidrantana Dabhishim. Amazing statement. And if he's also shameless. Because Rukmini has said, my chitta, you know, my chitta is running to you and entering you, thinking of your lotus feet. So in response to that, Lord says, Atatha Ahamapi, oh, my chitta also, same thing is going on, my chitta. Tatha adamami tachitto tachitto. That my chitta is tachitto. It's going there, going to me all the time. My devotees. Tachitta madhagatana bodhiyatta rasparam. Krishna says about his devotees. His devotees are tachitta. My devotees are always thinking of Matchitta. Their chitta is fixed on me, Matchitta. Krishna says, Tachitta. My chitta, my consciousness, my thoughts are going, running, rushing towards Rukmini. As a result, Nidraja Nalabeshi, I have sleepless nights. I lie on the bed, but no sleep. I always think of Rukmini. And I know, Veda Aham. I know, Veda Aham. I know, Veda Aham. I know. What does he know? Oh, that Rukmini, he is envious, and because of him, he is a stumbling block. I know, or whatever. Tahani Anishe Matta, I will crush. Oh, that Shishupal. And anybody else? I'll crush them every day in the battle of their fight. I will do so and do the needful. In other words, I'm there. Very pretty. Sri Shuka Vacho. Udvaharcham Jatigyaya Rukminya Madhusudanaha. Taking into consideration Sukadeva Goswami's commentary, that a marriage is very, very close. Rathaha, so he immediately called, hey, Sarathi, calling his Sarathi, Daro. Dharam, they want to say Sarathi, they have chariot. So as he comes running, Ratha Saityujyata Ashu, get my chariot ready. So immediately, Dharam is, he goes back, goes into the stable, right? Shalakdam. And he comes. The chariot is ready with the four horses. And their names haven't mentioned. You just heard the names of the horses. Shaivya Sugri Vega. Yuktam Ratamupadiya Tastho Pranjali Agrata. He just climbed up a few minutes in his turn and was holding his hands and reported, the chariot is ready. Aruya Chandanam Shauri Vijam Arokya Kurnagai Ananta Adhika Ratrina Maitanurva Namat Vedi. See,
Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye
Vitala Rakumaye
Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye Jai Jai Vitala Rakumaye
Parthadeep, and both anticipate
meaning of the hearts, for leading them to sing. And for this whole thing has resulted in marriage. So lots of preparations were taking place. So Krishna has arrived ekaratrena. In one night, he arrived quite a long distance, right? Chariot also there. Was it running, chariot? Was it running? Leo. Looks like running, huh? You keep looking. You have some other features that you keep moving. So overnight. Raja Sankhira Pati. Raja, who was Pati, the master of Kunti, the capital of Vidarbha. The kingdom is Vidarbha, capital is Kunti, and the king is Bhishma. And he is described as Pati. Putra Sneha Vasham Gataha. Sri Goswami has to say this. Putra Sneha Vasham Gataha. That means he was not into it. Preparing for the marriage, marrying his daughter Rukmini to Sishupal. No, no. He was not into it. It was against him. But what could he do? Putra Sneha Vasham. Because he also was attached to his eldest son, and there was influence of the eldest son upon him, compelled by the circumstances. Shishupala yasvam kanyam dasyam karmanya karayat. So whatever he had to do, with great reluctance, but some kind of duty, he was preparing for the marriage of his daughter, Uram Salvam. His city, he was getting his city ready to Mahatrena. Mahatrena. Sansikta Margaha, sprinkling water mixed with sandalwood everywhere. Chakus Padam, Chitra. Varyapataka means there are flags and festoons everywhere. Torane Mangala Hari 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 Samalam Pritam. So whole city is well lit, well decorated. Shrangar, the whole city is dressed up. What about people? Yes, people also. Shraddha, the people are wearing garlands, gandha, different fragrant garlands, abharanai, different different ornaments they are wearing, new clothing they have, and they are burning agaru, another dhoop. The nice air is filled with nice fragrant fragrances. Pitrin Devan Samar Lecha Vipram Vidhivan Ripaha. They're trying to satisfy the Brahmanas, feeding the Brahmanas, feed them to their full satisfaction. Vachayama samangalam swasti vachanam swasti vachanam.
Bolo, bolo.
So the Brahmanas are chanting mantras, making the whole atmosphere surcharged with mangalya auspiciousness. Huh? Are any Brahmanas here? this assembly.
Om Swastino Indra Vridasravaha Swastino Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadatu Om Asakamana Riddhim Bhavantu Bhruvantu Om Hridyatam Om Hridyatam Om Hridyatam
Deva. Same mantras. Even then, same mantra was being chanted. Swasti Vachant. When you talk such Swasti Vachant, this is one Swasti Vachant mantra. Susnatam sudatim kanyam kritakautukamangalam. Only daughter and her marriage, so, you know, father is generous, ready to buy, borrow, steal. That's a grand affair. The marriage has to be a big affair. It's a big thing in the family, big occasion. So, of course, he has a lot of wealth. He doesn't have to buy, borrow, steal. He has everything at his disposal. So he's investing all that for the pleasure of his daughter, Susnatam. So he has taken bath with applying different things. Not just ordinary bathing. That day, special bathing. Turmeric and other things are applied. Sudatim, specially mentioned, her teeth. She has nice teeth, especially smiles. Bhushita Bhushanottamai, and the best sari, marriage sari from Banaras. Silk and and other arrangements. The brahmanas are being given charities of all sorts. So the town is busy, buzzing, and the guests are, families are arriving, armies, well, some armies are also coming. Evam chedi pati raja dama ghosho sudaya vai. So they are in Chedi, kingdom of Chedi, dama ghosh, and his son. They are also chanting, their mantras are being chanted. For Shishupal, they are chanting mantras. For auspiciousness, for the victory, or success, no obstacles. And they start coming in the direction of Kundin. Paritaha Kundinam Yayog. They are coming towards the Kundinpur. The elephants are excluding the mud or something that comes from there, from the forehead, and begins dripping. It's very intoxicated elephants, very special kind. And chandanair hema malibhihi, there are chariots made up of gold, and they are all decorated, and different kinds of armies, they are coming. Shalva is coming, Jarasan, Arahehe, Dantavakra, Vidura, and all coming, pouring into the town, entering. Pondrak is also Sahasrashaha, thousands of kings with their own army. And most of them are Shishupal and companies. Yadi agatya haret Krishna. Oh, what if Krishna comes? The possibility of his turning up. We better be prepared. That was the purpose of these armies. Krishna comes. We had to be ready. Ever ready. Yodhyama, we'll fight, everyone says. So they have also arrived now. Everyone is, all Shishupal and company, friends, have come.
Shrutva etat Bhagavan Ramo. And now back in Dwarka, Balram has heard, hey, as he got up in the morning, there is Krishna. Knocked at the door of Krishna's palace, no response. Again, also to wake you up. Some of you, a few. No response. So soon he realized, hey, he's not in town. So then he's realizing what has transpired. Oh, I know. Oh, yes. Kundinpur. But he has not taken any army. Kalaha shankitaha. There's a doubt, there's a possibility of friction, of a war, a battle, and he has gone by himself. No. Bhratrisneha pariplutaha. His affection, Balaram's affection for Sri Krishna, immediately thought, no, I have to go, I better hurry up. And he takes balena mahata sardham. He takes army, small army with him, and he rushes to Kundinpur. And now, let's see what is happening with Rukmini. Where is she at, and what is transpiring?
Bhishmakanya kankshantya agamanam hare.
His great anticipation, he's praying, crying for the agaman, arrival of Krishna. Hari, one who takes the distress away. Lord, it takes distress away. It's called Hari. Hari means taker of the distress, remover, one who gives relief from the distress. So she's remembering Hari purposely. Mention Hari, doesn't mention remembering Rishikesh or remembering Muralidhar, doesn't know. Hari. Why Hari? Because Hari is the one who could help her now. She needs relief. She's in great distress. So she's thinking, Kangshantya Agamanam Hari. And she's thinking, and Aho Triyamantarita. Only 3 yams to go. There are Ashtayam, right? Astakal, 8 periods in a 24 hours. So in the evening, the day before the marriage, she said, only 3 yam, Pradosh, Ratri, and Usha Kal. The three technical names, and then Prataha, Uparanna, and Madhyanna, Aparanna, like that, Sandhya Kal, Pradosh, right? Eight calls. So, 3 more to go. You know, Bhagavatam says 9 more hours to go. Only 9 in between the marriage. And now, oh, how unfortunate I am. Naham vedmi atra karanam. Na agachati Aravindaksha. Oh, that Aravindaksha. Immediately. And her mind goes to him, and either she's thinking of lotus feet, Aravindaksha, Kamala Lochan, or this kind of Krishna, oh that Aravindaksha, I don't know what's the delay, why is he not here?
Durbhagaya anamedhata,
oh, I'm unfortunate. Oh, that Brahma, the Dhata, Vidhata, he is not kind to me. Na anukulo Maheshwara. And that Shiva, Maheshwara also is not kind to me right now. Oh, what about Devi va vimukha? and Devi has turned her face away from me. Gauri, Rudrani, Girija, everyone is, no one is favoring me. Oh, evam chintayati bala, Govinda Hritamanasa, that bala, that poor daughter of Bhishma, Govinda Hritamanasa, devoid of Govind, she is feeling lost. Nyamilayat kalagya netre, and she closes her eyes. Tears are gliding down the cheeks. But as she closes her eyes, kalagya, she is thinking, oh, why am I in so much anxiety? There are 9 more hours for him to come. It's too early. I ask him to come when I go for Devi's darshan. Girija, why am I thinking like this? There is a lot of time. And she was a bit pacified. Evam vadhva pratikshantya govindagamanam nripa. Means, O King Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami. O King Parikshit, you know, like this, as Rukmini was thinking, this bride was thinking, anticipating the arrival of Govind. Bhama uru bhuja netrasphuran. And she started experiencing in her left thigh, hand, and the left eye also. She started twitching. Is it twitching? Huh? Throbbing. Okay. Left side. Like that? The twitching is there, going on there. Priyabhashinaha. So as if this twitching, this throbbing on the left side was giving her some good news. Priyabhashinaha. Is a good, yes, some indication, good indication, something auspicious is about to happen when lady's left side is throbbing, twitching like that. Atha Krishna vinirdishta sa eva dvija sattamaha antapura charim devim rajaputrim dadarshaha. And not only that twitching, as twitching started, she saw Dvijat, same Brahmin, her reliable Brahmin was there, entering the inner chambers, and he had a smile on his face. This is some good news. She was expecting some good news. Avedayat praptam Yadunandanam. Yes, Yadunandan is here. That's the news. You give the news. Yes, he is here. Tamagatam samagyaya vaidarbhi hrishtamanasaha. Oh, she was overjoyed. She jumped. Oh, Govind is here, Krishna is here, so excited, ecstatic. Napashanti brahmanaya priyam anya nanamasa. She was thinking, oh, this Brahmin has done such a wonderful service and brought the best news of my life. Oh, what could I do for him? But as she was not able to think of what could she do, all that she did was she offered, please accept my humble obeisances. She simply offered her obeisances, express her deep gratitude towards the Brahmin. Prapto shrutva kama krishna samarhanai. And now news has reached that side that Krishna, and by this time Balarama also has caught up, he is also in town. And Krishna and Balaram, they have been received by the king. Bhishma vidhivat samapujayat, appropriately. The grand reception, madhuparkupaniyam vasamsi, clothing, accommodations, food, everything has been provided to Krishna and Balaram. They are most honorable guests. Bhishma thinks, I'm honored that you will be present to witness the marriage of my daughter. This is how he's thinking. Sorry, I did not invite you, but I'm very grateful that you are here. Someone else had invited. He doesn't know. Father doesn't know. All that. Krishna Mahagata Karnya Vidarbha Puravasinaha. And as so many, of course, the residents of Vidarbha, they are in town, in the capital, from other towns and villages also they have arrived. And as they see Krishna in front of them, Netranjalihi Papus Mukhapankajam. What they do is they fill up the this portion with the beauty of Krishna, like a little cups, It's like a little cup here. I have a little bigger, deeper cup, and they're filling and drinking. They'll fill up the beauty. Fill up their cups, this part, this portion, like a cup. And they will drink cup after cup after cup, like Hare Krishna devotees drink the kheer or sweet rice. And just filling and pouring. And the beauty, their beauty. Drinking the beauty of Krishna, papus, than mukhapankajam. Especially lotus face of Krishna, they're drinking. Ashaiva bharyam bhavitum rukminya arhati naparaha. But they are thinking, this Rukmini should be married to Krishna only. They're praying like this. Would this be possible? This is the match. This is appropriate. That Rukmini gets Krishna like husband. Now that time has come. Time is getting closer and closer. The actual muhurt, the auspicious moment for the marriage. Everyone is in town, all the relatives, of course the bridegroom and his company. Krishna Balaram also in town. The city is all lit, decorated. All the Brahmins and chanting mantras and receive charity. They are satisfied. They are waiting for that, the moment. One more thing that is about to happen, or before the marriage, Rukmini has to go for the blessings of Girija Bhavani. Padabhyam viniryayo drishtum bhavanya pada pallavam sadhya chadhyanu dhyayati samyak mukunda charanam bhujam. Wonderful. Sukadeva Goswami, the way he is describing this. Padbhyam vinirayo drishtum. Rukmini is going to see Bhavani, see Devi Girija. And she is walking. Rukmini is walking using her feet, with her feet. She is walking towards the feet of Bhavani. Padapallavam of Bhavani's feet. And sa cha anudhyayati. But she is thinking of someone else's feet, lotus feet. Anudhyayati samyat mukunda charanambujam. Three sets of feet you see here. She is walking with the feet, walking. She is going towards the feet of Devi, for she is thinking of the feet, lotus feet of Mukunda. Why Mukunda? Liberator. Some liberation is required here. Some help is necessary here. So Mukunda Charanambujam. Sakhihi parivarita raja bhatai shurai. And she is certainly not alone, surrounded by hundreds of her friends, raja bhatai, official brahmanas. They are chanting mantras, mridanga shankha panava. So many instruments are being played there. And shankha. Mridanga shankha panava. Carrying any instrument, they could just clap. Huh? This is an instrument. You always go with that. Gayantyasya stuvantasya gayaka vadya gayaka. Yam Brahma.